Good morning, everybody. Okay. So we just left off in the middle of the Shakta Vatarya about trying to figure out what the what the Lohare means according to Shmuel. And we discussed the Shakta Vatarya, got into a little tangent about Eved Va'ama. Right, so at first they thought Eved Va'ama was a general proof that Kavanos Lahazik is a Kula not a Chomer. In the end they decided, no, that's a Taima Rava, because Eved Va'ama are fundamentally different than animals, because they don't just have Kavanos Lahazik, they could have a twisted plot to cause to make their master have to pay. Shem Yachitin a Rava, and then they'll damage and make them have to pay, and therefore it's impossible to be Mechayev the Adon for the Nezikin of the Eved. There's an Eid Machlokas, we've shown him here how to read this Gemara. On what level is the Adon Potter for the Nezikim of his Eved Va'ama? The Meiri here says very explicitly that the Ptur is only Midrabanan. The Ptur is Midrabanan. However, the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, and he says that's only by time of Rabbah. You think this is a Raya Midaraisa, the Kavanos Lahasik is the Kavanos Lahasik is the Kula? No, that's not really true at all. Midaraisa Kavanos Lahasik is not a Kula. This is just a special Tekana Drabanim, because they didn't want people to take advantage of the halachic system. However, the Tosos Talmud Rabbeinu Tam says differently. He says right here, Right, the Talmud of Tam says, not they're saying the time of Rabbah means there's a din Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan pot to them. No, Avadu the Patu Doraisa. How does he know they're Patu Doraisa? Because it never says anywhere in the Torah that you're chayim midaraisa. It says you're chayim for what your shor does. Okay, we know that we generally assume that just like by Shabbos says shorcha b'chol ba'amtecha, whenever it says a shor, it means all animals. But we don't necessarily know that shor includes human beings as well. So we only have a makor in the Torah to chayim you for the animals that you own. We have no makor in the Torah to chayim you for what human beings that you own do. And therefore, this Eved Va'ama patur midaraisa. When the Gemara says Taima Rabba, they don't mean there's a Takana Drabana. They mean there's a Taima Rabba why the Doraisa potted you. The Doraisa is Mechayev you for what your shore did, because you have a certain degree of control of your shore, because it's not smart enough to have crafty plots against you. The Torah is not Mechayev you on what your Eved Va'ama did, because since they're a Bardas, then there's no way to prevent them from hatching these fiendish plots to be mechayiv yumeyaman b'chol yom. The Rambam also, they're medayik. It's not so mafurish in the Rambam. But the Achronim are all medayik, that the Rambam sounds like he agrees with the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam and not the Meiri, that it's a Ptur d'oraisa. Okay, it's not a diuk mukrach. But just as the Rambam says, where was the Rambam?
Here,
Tanakh Halacha Tes. Thank you. The Rambam says, etc. Says, because a person is not chayiv for the nezikin that his eved does, even though he owns his eved. Okay, the lush of the Rambam, I guess, sounds more not like the Rabbanan Patru, but that you're not Chayiv, meaning Torah is never Mechayiv in the first place. Why was the Torah not Mechayiv in the first place? Like our Gemara says, because Taina Rabba, because it's impossible to keep them from doing these plots. Okay, so we have a Machlokes Rishonim here, whether the Torah is Rabbanan or the Torah is Doraisa again. The Meiri says Rabbanan, the Rabbi Talmud Rabbi Tam says Doraisa, the Rambam sounds that way. According to some Achronim, that's what Tosos is discussing as well. But Tosos is not mefurish that he's discussing. He doesn't say anything about Doraisa and Rabbanan. There's an interesting nafkamina, perhaps, whether the Ptur is Doraisa and Rabbanan. The Chiddush, the Node of Yehuda. The Node of Yehuda. This comes as a tangent. He's really discussing the mice of Yanai HaMelech. tonight. The Gemara says that, yeah? The Gemara says that Yanai HaMelech's Evan killed someone, and they called Yanai to court, and the Chachamim, I guess, he didn't consider the Chachamim to be properly respectful of him. And they didn't consider him to be properly respectful of the Halacha. That led to tragic politics. And everyone wonders exactly why Yanai HaMelech had to be called to court if his Evid killed someone. So fine, so the Evid's Chayiv Misa. And Evid is Chayiv Onshin. So why did they have to bring Yanai to court? So the Nevi Yehuda has a very big chiddush. He said they brought Yanai to court because Yanai had to pay the value of the dead person. Why did Yanai Melech have to pay the value of the dead person? So he says, make two assumptions. One assumption has nothing to do with our sugya, which maybe we'll get to later, which is that fundamentally, if you kill someone, you're chayiv to pay their value. Okay, that's a chiddush. Why don't every murderer have to pay the value of someone he kills if you hold this? Anyway, give the rabbi next, he's chayiv misa, right? Okay, that's one assumption, but that's not our sugya. That's a machlokas. Not our sugya. He says his chiddush is, why does Yanai have to pay, even though he didn't kill anyone, is if he killed someone? He says, exactly. What's the only case you have to pay for killing someone? Not if you kill someone. If you kill someone, it's kimli rab mine. And even if you kill someone b'shogeg, or in some way that's not completely chayiv misa, din of tanet v'chizkia, that even if you're shogeg, you're still having Torah kimli rab mine. What's the only case you'd be chayiv killing someone? If your Eved kills someone, why? Because the Eved is the one who's chayiv misa, but the Adam is the one who's chayiv to pay for the dead guy's value. And therefore, since it's two different people, there's no kimle b'rav mine. He says, but don't we see your potter for what your Eved V'ama does? So nobody who just says, no. You're only, he assumes, like, he takes a Dar Pasha, like the Meiri side of the Chakira, right? He says, the Ptur is only Darbanan. Mi Dar Raisi, your chayiv. It's only Ptur Darbanan. Why is there a Ptur Darbanan? They were talking a Ptur, lest the Eved have a plot to make you have to pay money. And then they said, don't look at every circumstance, try to figure out whether you had a plot. That's the nature of a gzera, that they made it across the board, Ptur. But that's true when it comes to damaging goods. When it comes to damaging goods, the Eved might have a plot to make his master have to pay money. When it comes to killing someone, if the Eved kills someone, he's going to be chayiv misa. He wouldn't have a plot to make his adam pay money if they're going to execute him. No one wants to be executed. And therefore, he says when it comes to Ritzicha, there's no possibility, there's no chash of Shem Yakniten Rabo. They didn't have to make the takana. And therefore, the Din D'Oraisa stands and the Adon is Chayev. Of course, according to the Talmud Rinu Tam, and the way simple pshat, the Achronim understand the Rambam, there's a fundamental Torah D'Oraisa. Fundamentally, you've turned D'Oraisa because the Torah never said that you're Chayev what your Eved does. So if it's a fundamental Torah D'Oraisa, it should apply even to Ritzicha. Okay, so that's a little nafkamina of this machlokes, not a chakira, it's just a machlokes. Bittur al mizke avdo. Is it chayav midaraisa and pater midrabanan? That is the Meiri. Or is it pater midaraisa? Why? Because the Torah only said shor. I know shor means any animal. Shor doesn't mean a person. This is the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. And maybe the Rambam. Nafkamina could be the Nodi Yehuda's case. Eved Shaharag. If you assume there's such thing as paying for a person to die, what's in an Eved Shaharag? So according to the Meiri, says the Nodi Yehuda, big fetish. He says the Adon is Chayav L'shalom Dmei HaNeharag. Because we're not afraid the Eved will hatch a plot because the Eved's getting killed. It's not worth his while. Well, Pashtas, you would say the other is Potter because there's no Makar D'Oraisa from Chayiv from what his Eved does in the first place. Okay, so this Nodi Yehuda only works according to one assumption. Of course, the tricky part is that the Nodi Yehuda, you could argue on the Nodi Yehuda and just say, what do you mean? Maybe there's still room for a plot. Maybe the Eved will kill without a Hasra, and then the Adam will have to pay money. He'll make the Adam pay a lot of money. People are worth a lot of money. And yet he won't get killed. So, yesh lotan. I mean, by the time we get through with the Rambam Hilchot Tzeiach, it seems like however you kill someone, you're probably not going to get away with it, and you'll get killed in the end. Either if not by Bezim, by the Gol Adam, not by the Gol Adam, by the Melech, yesh lotan. I'm not talking about kofar, I'm talking about dummy. There's not kofar, there's no kofar for an adam, that's pasha, I'm talking about dummy. And that's machlokes Rishonim. We don't find dummy in most places in Shas. is there such thing as Daman, separate from Kofar or not? And, okay, this only works into one side. But I'm just saying. The other interesting thing in the Rambam, of course, is that the Rambam has a Chiddush here, which we're not sure why he, you know, it doesn't seem to have a mucker in Chazal. The case in our Gemara is talking about being Mazik, right? The Shema Yaknitena Rabo Yadlik Gadisha Zochaveiro. Okay, or the Mishnah Yudaim is also about Mazik. The Rambam, he ends with the same line as in our Gemara. Shema Yachisena Rabo Yelech Sheim Yachisena Rabo Yelech V'Yadlik Gadish Be'elef Zuz. Right? That's the... he ends with the same case, but he doesn't start with the same with the same case as we seem to be talking about. In give me a second, in Yadayim the lashon is Eino din shechayev bin nizkan. And then in the end it says, starts with Nezek, says, Gedisha Chaveiro is the time of Rabbah. Starts with the word Nezek. The Rambam doesn't start with the word Nezek. If you notice where the Rambam is found, it's the Hilchos Geneva. He says, Ha'evet Shagunav, Potter Menakefilu, Bailo, Paturim, Shein, Adam Chayel, Nizke, Avodim, etc. The Evet Shagunav is Potter, although later on he says, if the Evet becomes free and has money, it's Chayev. It's not that the Evet is fundamentally Potter, it's just that he has no money. Mashkana Evet Kana Rabbah. And the Eved is Potter, because he has no money. And when he gets money, he'll be Chayiv. That's Shmizi. And the other one is Potter, because... And then he goes on and paraphrases and elucidates the Mishnah in Yodayim. The Rambam picks Geneva, and not Stam Nezek. Stam Nezek, I would have thought of Geneva. The Rambam here says Geneva. What does that imply, fascinatingly? It implies that there's a Havamina that the Adam would be Chayiv, not only on the nezek of his eved. The Rambam apparently had a havamina of the Adam b'chayev on the gneva of his eved. Okay, this is a big chiddush. Teinach, the Adam havamina of the Adam b'chayev on the nezek of his eved. So he's chayev on the nezek of his shor, right? We never heard your chayev on gneva of a shor. I'm confident that you're not chayev on the gneva of your shor. Right? I don't mean if your shor steals someone's hamburger and eats it. That's shame. I mean Geneva. Your shor steals someone's hamburger and then it gets struck by lightning. Right? So normally Ganav is chayv bones since he didn't do the hashava, he'd be chayv. I'm pretty sure if my ox stole someone's property and then got struck by lightning, I wouldn't be potter. I don't have Geneva if my shor steals something. So why would the Ram even have a havamina and need the Mishnah Yodayim to say, I understand the Havamina, if my Eved damages, like the end. He lights someone's Gadish, right? Lights someone's crops, or harvested crops. So I understand, because we have an idea of Nizik, Nizki, Mamana, Shorva, Borva, Mavva, Hever. But why would I have a Havamina and be Chayiv my Eved steals? After all, my Eved is his own person, he's Chayiv and stealing. Why would I have a Havamina is Chayiv and Geneva? Here, interestingly, there's a famous for Chayim, in the eighth parak, no, beginning of the ninth parak, sorry, Hilchos Gzeila, who says, we see from this Rambam, why is there a Havamina on Chayiv my Eved's Gneva? We see from the Rambam that there's Tzvei Dinim in Gneva. There's one din, we discussed this last year in Sukkah. There's one din of the Chalos Gneva, the Chiyav Gneva. Chiyav Gneva is Kefel, and also Chiyav Gzela is Veheshvus Agzela Shergazal, and Kinyane Gneva, and there's a whole, you know, seventh and ninth and tenth parapakam of Abakama. Then, says Rav Chaim, the Chiddush of this Rambam is that Gneva is Sveitinim. It's Gneva or Gzela, and it's also Mazik. Every Gneva is also Chayim Mitam Mazik. Besides being Chayim Mitam Gneva Gzela, it's also Chayim Mitam Mazik. Now, he says there's subtle differences between the Chi of Mazik and the Chi of Gneva. He says, how do we know Gneva is also Chayiv Itam Mazik? Because the Ram says, Havmi I'd be Chayiv my Eved stole. The Havmi should only be Nezikin. So therefore, it must be that Gneva is also Chayiv Itam Mazik. He used this to explain the strange things. And it's one of the others Nezikin, although so are a lot of strange things. But you're right. Although so is Kefil, so that doesn't prove anything. He used that to explain the strange Ravid. Just give me a second. The Ravid admits that Avadim don't have the category of Gnevo Gzela, not if I Eved steal, so if I steal your Eved, But he says, if I steal your Eved and the Eved dies and I can't give him back, I have to pay. So Reb Chaim says, why? This is not a chiyuv mitam gzeila, v'heishvila gzeila shar gazal, this is a chiyuv mitam mazik. Okay, so just interestingly, if you ask, why does the Rambam have a havamina de adom chayav al gnevas avadav, avdom? So says Reb Chaim, it's quoting the Rav Shirim here, but he's quoting it from the Reb Chaim in the Chibur, in the ninth parak, in Hilchas Gzela Tes Aleph, I'm pretty sure. He says there's two dinim in Gneva and Gzela, right? There's a Chiyuv Gzela Gneva, and there's a Chiyuv Mazik. And of course, you wouldn't be Chayim Mitam Gzela Gneva, you'd only be Chayim Mitam Mazik. The Rav quotes here in the Shiurim from his father, that his father said, in which case, what's the Havamina? The Havamina is that the Adon should be Chayiv how much? If Mitam Mazik? Only?
Keren.
Keren, right? In which case, the Havamina is that he's Chayiv Keren. He didn't Mazik. You only have to pay maximum Nezik Shalim. The loss of the Ram is, however, should have potter from a Kefel or Bailov Keturim. There is the evidence potter from Kefel, and the Bailov is potter from Keren, not the Yerahavami of Kefel. He quotes his father, but this is also in lots of the Talmidim of Rechaim, but his father, Moshe Salvechik, read the Rambam and doing. No, Evet Shaganov is potter from Kefel, because he has no money, and the Bailam is also potter from Kefel, because of this mission Yodayim. The Havni and the Bailam is Chayiv in Kefel. Why is there Havni and the Bailam is Chayiv in Kefel? So he quotes from his father that it clearly not Midin Mazik, Din Kefel is only Midin Gneva. So he says, what's the Havamina? The Havamina is that, really, the Eved is Chayav Kefel, Midin Ganef, the Adon Chayav L'Shalem Chiyuve Avdo. The Havamina is not that it's the Adon is directly Chayav. The Havamina is that it's an indirect Chiyuv. The Eved is Chayav Kefel, which Itaka is when he ever gets freed and gets money. The Havamina is that the Adon is chayav to pay for everything that his Eved owes. That's a two-step process. First, the Eved is chayav, and then the Adon is chayav to pay what the Eved, because since the Adon owns the Eved, he's chayav to pay all his obligations. And then Kamash will not, because of the Svara of Shem Yachin Tenu Rabo. Okay, this is an interesting parallel to what we saw, that maybe that's one more radical way of understanding all of this came up. Really, the shor is chayiv, and I'm chayiv to pay the obligation to my shor. Okay, a little easier to say by an eved. Havamina is that since I own him, chayiv is obligation. So we have two ways of reading the Havamina of the Rambam. Why does the Rambam think even by Geneva there's a Havamina the Adon has to pay? And here, clearly, the Havamina is that the Adon is chayiv kefel. Either the Havamina is that the Adon only has to pay keren, because every ganav is also a mazik. Or the Havamina is that he has to pay kefel because he's not the ganav, the eved is. But if you own something, you're chayiv to pay all of its obligations. Or if you own someone, you're chayiv to pay all of his obligations. Okay, we will leave this for now and move on to the Gemara. In any case, this is all a tangent to the Gemara, which is trying to figure out what the lower E. So let's pick up where we were. Ella, where were we? Ella parachachi. Rather, what's the real percha according to Rav Yehuda? Lower E, Karen, Shikvanos Lahazik, Riyashain, Shikvanos Lahazik. Karen is more chomer than Shane, since I'm an Asla Hazak, Gloria Sharon, Shane, 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 Alazeka, Kriya Karen, Shane, Alazeka. Okay, like we thought until now in the parak, Shane is more chomer than Shane, Alazeka. Now the Gemara has a kasha, a pircha, on Rav Yehuda of Regel, my Shire, why would it leave out Regel? Ak, Shehizek, Shehizek, Chavamazik, Lasu Yeregel. No, that's including the Seifa. It says a general rule, Shehizek, Chavamazik. You know, call Sada Shav Shem Shon Shmrasa, maybe Malonch Shmrasa Lecha Kshehizik Chavamazel Shalom Shloim Nezik Meitav Aris. So that's include Regel. Well, listen, if you had, you don't want to put Regel explicitly. So therefore, we have a pair from Yehuda. Can't be that Shor means Keren and Mava means Shane. Because why would Keren and Shane be explicit and Regel not be explicit? Ella Marava Tana Shor LeRaglo Mava LeShino. Shor means Regel and Mava means Shane. Hachkam Lo Riya Regel Shezikam Matzo Ikriya Shane Shane Shezikam Matzo. Regels more chomer to zeko matzoi. If we are shein sheish on all zeko, we have regels shein on all zeko. Shein is more chomer to san all zeko. But Karen, my shirei, why did they leave out Karen? He's a chomer matzoi. We hear no the seifa. She's a chomer matzoi to include Karen. Listen, head, yo, why put Karen only in seifa? Why not put it explicitly like shein and regel? The answer is no, they're only listing explicitly those things that are moored from the beginning. Since Karen starts out tam, therefore it was not listed as the abd and zikin explicitly. It was just included in the tzad shavet. So why didn't Shmuel like Rav Shat? Tainach Shmuel has a way of reading the Mishnah. But why didn't he like Rav Shat? Because Adam's in the Seifa. Shor Muad, Shor Mazak, Shor Nizak, Vah Adam. If Adam's in the Seifa, later on in the parak, why does it need to be in the Resha? The listening Resha. Why can't it? Also, why did they teach in the Seifa? Why not teach in the Resha instead of the Seifa? The answer is in this game, they're only teaching the Nezakim of his property damaging, not he himself damaging. For Rav, Nami, Kedani, Adam, Seifa, why does Rav think Adam is in the Resha? If it's also in the Seifa, it shouldn't be twice redundant. Well, Rav, no, really can be redundant. They put in the Resha because they had to list all the other people and they didn't want to leave anything out. And they also put in the Seifa to teach you that it's one of the things that's Muad Mitzilaso. My law, Hare, according to Rav, Hachi Kamar, Lori Yashar Shemeshalam Zakofer, Kriya Adam Shemeshalam Zakofer. The Lori Adam Shachai Barbar Dvarin, Kriya Shor Shainbo Arba Dvarin. That, what's the Lori E then, according to Rav, if it's Shor and Adam, a Shor is Chayiv Kofer, right? My Shor Muad kill someone, I'm Chayiv Kofer. If I kill someone, I'm not Chayiv Kofer. And so Shor is more Chamer, but Adam more Chamer, because then Adam pays Arba Dvarin. Right, if I damage someone, even by accident, a little, I pay nezek tzar ripoy and sheves. A shor only pays nezek and not tzar ripoy and sheves. So they each have a chumrah. Notice this chumrah is a little different. Until now, our chumrahs have been factual chumrahs. In the facts of reality, one is more chumrah than the other. Here, they're halachic chumrahs, not factual chumrahs. Right? An Adam, we find a different pasuk that he is a chiyav of other dvarim that a shor doesn't. And a shor, we find a different pasuk that he's a chiyav of another thing called kofra that an Adam doesn't. But that's also a valid means of percha. The agav, the Tosos deals with, he brings a big machlokas here. What does it mean, kiriha Adam she'in mashalim sa kofra? Why is an Adam not mashalim kofra? So it starts out with a question of the Riva. The Riva says, why is an Adam not Mashalim Kofer? After all, you'll say, Kim L'Rab Mineh. So he gets killed if he murders, so he doesn't pay Kofer. Okay, but then it's not a Kula anymore. Right? If there's a Shor pays Kofer and an Adam gets killed, then an Adam's not more Kal, the Shor is not more Chomer, the Adam's more Chomer.
In the Lori, are we saying that the Chomer is that it pays Kofer / Adam, or since it pays Kofer, it must be that there's a side Chomer that we don't know about?
I mean, Pashas, I think we're assuming, since the Torah says this, it must be chumra in some way, even if we can't, don't have the vocabulary to describe it.
Right.
But we're not responsible to, like, we just trust the Torah, it's good enough.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have to worry about, like, why is Shor Mechayim? The Torah says so, that's good enough, and we assume there's a good reason.
Right, because later on, even they try to learn from Kabbalah for one, rather than they bring a pasuk, saying, yeah. That's not a logic, that's a pasuk.
Yeah. The Riva says, what do you mean? Adams only doesn't pay Kofer because he gets killed. And he points out, no, the famous Tanit Vechizkia, right, spent a lot of time on this, a couple years back, who says that not only if you're Chayiv Misa, you don't pay Mamon, even Chayiv Misa Shogin, even if you theoretically do something as Chayiv Misa, but you're not Chayiv Misa because you're Shogin, because you're Asura, etc., you're still Pater from paying Mamon. And therefore, a person is always Pater from Kofer, even if they don't get any punishment. So basically, if I murder someone, I get off scot-free. If my animal murders someone, I pay kofer. So we see how Shor is really more chomer than Adam. Here we have a big machlokas between the Riva and the Ri. As the question is, why? Why an Adam is pater from kofer, says the Riva, because of Tana de Bechizkia, meaning the concept of Kimlid Ramine, right? That even if you're not Chayiv Misa, but you just theoretically did something that's Chayiv Misa, or did something that's theoretically Chayiv Misa, you're still Pater from Mamon. That's true across the board. We paskalin tanit vechizkia, right? So, if I rip your shirt on Tuesday, I have to pay you for a new shirt. If I rip your shirt on Shabbos, I don't have to pay you for a new shirt, because even though nothing happens to me, because theoretically I'd be Chayiv Misa. The Ri disagrees.
This could be different, Rebbe, because there is a chiyuv on b'shogeg. Now, I mean, normally when you do something b'shogeg, you're potter. Mm-hmm. But here, even if you're rotzeh b'shogeg, you're chayv. The chayv goes.
Maybe not, depending on the circumstances. But he doesn't need that help, because it's true across the board. Who agrees with the Riva? Rashi. Rashi in two places says, why does an Adam not pay kofar? Rashi says, because of the concept of Kimle Midirab, meaning, what does he say here? Kimle, that why is it, why do you not pay kofar for your Eish? Because the Eish is like you, we'll see. Isho is Mishapritzav. And therefore, Yuchai Misen Kimle Midirab Mine. And likewise, Rashi says in Dachman Gimel, same idea. He says, the Adam is potter from Kofar, the Habark Talahu, because you get Kelvi, Nami Loas Rabbein, even without us, potter mitanet bechizkia. Okay, so Rashi is very clearly on the side of the of the Riva, tanet bechizkia, and part of the principle of Kamle bid Rabbein, meaning you get the bigger punishment, or even if you don't get the bigger punishment. The Ri disagrees and says the Ri, the Omer Ri de la pirchi klal de lo miftim shem kimlud rabmine. There is no p'tor of kimlud rabmine here. So says the Ri that lo shayach p'tor kimlud rabmine here. There is no p'tor of kimlud rabmine, and the Ri says later on where's the Ri? On Daf Chaf Vav Amud Aleph, the Ri says, doesn't Tana Dechizkia tell you that you're potter from paying money even when you're not really Chayv Misa? No. Tana Dechizkia says, in a case where you would be potter if you were Chayv Misa, you're potter even b'shogi when you don't get killed. But over here, even if you got killed, you'd be Chayv, theoretically. And therefore, there's no Torah Kamlech of Tana Dechizkia. Since Kimle Ramini doesn't apply to potter you, if you would get killed, Tanav Yechizkiah doesn't apply to Pachi if you wouldn't get killed, although he hasn't explained why. Rather, according to the Ri, what's the Ptur? What's the Ptur for the Ri?
Olav.
Right, it says, Mkofer Yushas Olav. Right? And the Gemara, he is the first Gemara on his side. Right? He says, Mkofer Yushas Olav, that Olav is always a Miot, Olav, the low, Al. I guess Mashiach there. Olav v'lo al ha'adam. Olav v'lo al ha'adam. They're darshing. Olav is going on the shore, and not the Adam. Furish Gemara. Yes.
Is Kimle always by punishments?
What do you mean?
I mean, is this a raya that they think that it's usher to be mazik? Not just that it's not usher to be mazik.
There's at least some days in the Amoraim that Kimle applies even if it's not a punishment. At least according to some days in the Amoraim, whether according to Rabban, according to Tosfos, Kimle applies even to things that aren't punishments, even to like business transactions, etc. Okay, just one question. Tosfos doesn't explain. Why not? Why doesn't the Torah Kimle Rabban apply here? They seem to complain. They say, think more darshan is a pasuk. If it's a Torah Kimle Rabmine, you wouldn't need a pasuk. So it must be Kimle Rabmine doesn't apply. Why? But why doesn't Kimle Rabmine apply here? After all, you're Chayiv Misa, or theoretically Chayiv Misa, and you have to pay money. So why wouldn't Kimle Rabmine apply? Why does he say? Notice he doesn't. He says, Lo Miftar Mishum Kimle Rabmine. Why not?
Because there's no kofar about them.
No, that's because of a love. He says there's no kofar because of Xeris Kosovo love, but Kimle Rabmine would not exempt you. Why not?
But kofar isn't mentioned in the Torah at all. So you created a kofar and then decided that it was Kimle in the Rabmine. Maybe there was no kofar to begin with. Just because for a shore he pays kofar doesn't mean another pays kofar.
No! If a shore, which is potter from Arvid Dvarim, pays kofar, Adam, which is chayv in Arvid Dvarim,
no, but
for sure pays kofar.
If kofar is kapara, so then he has kapara with something else. I mean, it doesn't
necessarily matter.
Oh, okay, but now you're saying a third day. You're not putting Kimle Rabmine, you're not putting Xeris Kosovo, you're putting there's no Makar to be Chayiv you. Okay.
And
I will answer that no, you could have been Chayiv from a Kal v'Chomer from Shur.
You know.
Okay, but Enlil Mai, You're not answering my question. What does Tosfos mean? Why is there no Torah Kimmel Ramine? Why do we need the Pasuk? We need the Pasuk to pot to you. Why not just pot to you because of Kimmel Ramine? After all, if I ripped your shirt on Shabbos, I'm putter. Whether I get killed for Kol Shabbos, I don't get killed for Kol Shabbos.
Those are two separate ma'asim, and this is one ma'asim that has different implications.
Okay.
You're still fired. Good.
Aha, okay. Correct. That is what the Tosfos Ben Peretz says right here. Yeah. Says the Tosfos Ben Peretz right here. He says a big finish. He says, Kim Liberab Minei really only potters you from two separate averos. If you do two averos, like I rip your shirt on Shabbos, it's mazik, and it's chilul Shabbos. Two separate, or even I rip your shirt and I kill you. Okay, maybe it's one general storyline, but ripping your shirt is a separate fear from killing. Right, so kim and rabbi only means risha achas the b'chayiv over ita b'chayiv shem shtei rishayos. It doesn't mean you don't give two punishments or two results. It means you don't punish for two separate mechayivim. However, over here, it's all one mechayiv. Kufra is for murder, and misa is for murder. The Kim Lurami never intended to potter you from one mechayiv. Okay, this is a big chiddush. You have to test this in many places in Shas. But he says, because Kim Lurami only applies to two separate mechayivim, not to a double onesh for one thing. Okay. If there's one thing that's two onshim, like killing has kofar and misa, there's no Torah Kim L'Ramine. Only if there's two different things happening at the same time, like Nezek and Chilul Shabbos, or Nezek and Ritzicha, or any of these other examples, two things happening at the same time, then there's a Torah Kim L'Ramine. But if it's all one, if there's two punishments, one onesh, right, the penalty for this is a fine and prison term for one thing, in one line on the books, there's no Torah Kim L'Ramine. Torah Kim L'Ramine is only if I do one thing that has a fine and something else that has, okay, that's a big chiddush. A second possible explanation for this Tosfos is, after all, what do we hold about Kofar? There's a machlokes, whether Kofra is Kapara or Mamona, and how do we paskin? Right, of course that only works the way we paskin, but you could say Kaimalon Kofra Kapara. As a matter of fact, it's not even so clear in the Gemara if there's really such a day that holds Kofra Mamona. Maybe the Tanam argue Kofra Mamona, Kofra Kapara, but F sure not, it's not so clear. Maybe it's not just the way we paskin, maybe it's the maskana of all the Amorim and even all the Tana and the Kufra is Kapara. So we hold Kufra is Kapara, and maybe you could say that Kim Libramine applies to an Onesh. Now that's going a little far, but not, because maybe even more than an Onesh, but not to Kapara. Kim Libramine means that we don't impose a penalty on you or even impose an obligation on you. That is just in terms of a sanction against you. But if it would be kapara, maybe Kim L'Ramine doesn't. What do you mean? Kapara is not a punishment. Kapara is an opportunity. Right? After all, Tos says all over Shas that Kim L'Ramine doesn't play a karbon. If I do something that's chayvisa and a karbon, something like that. I do malacha on Shabbos Yom Kippur. So without the first answer. I eat chilev through chilul Shabbos, right? Meaning I carry the chilev outside and I swallow it. That's the anacha, right? So I'm chayv a korban for chilev. Even if they would kill me for Chol Shabbos, I'm still chayv a korban for Caleb because they doesn't ponder me from korban because korban is kapara. So maybe kapara is a different ballgame. That's not talking about punishments based in place. I mean, kapara is not even psacked in a bezin against me. Kapara is just a personal ritual obligation. My personal ritual obligation. There's no kimlin of Rabbi. I'm not going to say I'm potter from Lulav and Esrog from kimlin of Rabbi. No, I'm potter from verdicts the court imposed on me because of Kimlu Ramine. But I'm not Pater from ritual obligations because of Kimlu Ramine. And maybe since Kufr is Kapara, it's a ritual obligation. This gets into a big Chakira. If Kufr is Kapara, what do we mean? Kufr is Kapara like Karban? It's just like my personal ritual obligation? Or no, Kufr is really a psak din against me. It's just also a Kapara. Okay, if you assume Kufr is a pure Kapara, then that would explain Tosus.
Is it Misa Machafir?
That, yes, Mises Machaper is also a verdict. Okay.
So if Mises Machaper, so then you don't need the kapara of the kufr of the kofir.
If I actually get Misa, but what if I don't get Misa? Okay, fair enough. Anyway, this is the sheet of Tosfos.
We learned that Aleph gave us the Tosfos in Psachim. He was talking about Ochel through Maschamet, according to the Manjomer.
Yeah.
So the Yidos have said before that you're not
Chayim. Yes, correct. Like correct. Okay. So that's Rashi in the Ring. The Ring says the Torah is only because of Xeris Akasva love. It's not because of Kimlu Ramine. He doesn't explain why it's not because of Kimlu Ramine, but I know of two theories. Either because Kimlu Ramine doesn't play to Kapara and Kufr is a real Kapara, a pure Kapara, or because Kimlu Ramine only applies to two different Machayivim, and here it's all one Machayiv. The Rashi and the Rivas seem to say pretty clearly, your only potter is Tana Bechizkiah. Why don't they think you're potter of Allah? Like, according to them, why do you need the potter of Allah? If you're always potter of Himmel Ramine, why do they need the darshan Allah v'lo al-ha'adam? It's funny, Rashi's not bothered by that. And the Rivas not bothered by that. The Ri implies that you should be very bothered by that. Although it's interesting, the Ri doesn't even say, like, oh, you're against Beforish Gemara. It's a little funny. I'm not totally satisfied, but you could just ask, why do they need to darshan a love on daf chavav amin aleph? According to Rashi in the Riva, why do they need to darshan a love? Every other patur from kofar, regardless of the circumstances, anyway, because time of Bechizkiah. So you have to say Bedochak, like Joel says, maybe that Gemara is not holding like Tana Dveichizkiah. That Gemara is not holding. We pass like Tana Dveichizkiah. So the Riva and Rashi all over Shas interpret like Tana Dveichizkiah. But that Gemara, not everyone holds from Tana Dveichizkiah. The certainly Tosus holds that not all Amorim holds from Tana Dveichizkiah. So it could be that that Gemara was not a leave of the Tana Dveichizkiah. Bedochak, I'd rather have a less Dochak answer, but I don't have one. This sugyazo azil dilo kitana deveichizkia. Okay, so Rashi and the Rivas say it's only say Kimlu Ramine. They ignore that Gemara. That Gemara must be another man de Omer who doesn't say Tana deveichizkia, who says there's only Kimlu Ramine if you get executed. 99% of the time you don't get executed, so we need a love. But we say Tana deveichizkia pater. The Ri says there is no Kimlu Ramine, there is no Tana deveichizkia, it's pure a love.
Maybe you just needed to say there's no chiyuv b'din shamayim, according to the Rav.
Aha, who says that?
I don't know who says that.
The Urayim. Says the Urayim that they're both true. Not like the Ri. The Ri says there is no Torah Kimlu Ramine, only a Xeris HaKasim. Rashi and Rivas say only Kimlu Ramine. They ignore the Xeris HaKasim. Maybe that's a different Manda Omer. But he says that they're both true. That really your Pater Mishum Kimlu Ramine. Then you'll ask, you're Pater Mishum Kimlu Ramine, why do you need a Pasuk to Pater yourself? After all, you're Pater Mishum Kimlu Ramine. So he quotes a famous Gemara. There are two ways to interpret this famous Gemara, two mainstream ways to interpret this famous Gemara, and that's what it's doing in the Urim here, is hiding in the lav of Esnat Zona. The Gemara says, Esnat Nasr Torah Vafilu Ba'al Imo. Okay, how they know that Rasha shouldn't discuss. I can't bring an Esnat Zona to the Beis HaMikdash, even if the Zona was my mother. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, if the Zona was my mother, then I'm Chayiv Misa for sleeping with her. If I'm Chayiv Misa for sleeping with her, then I don't have to pay the wages to the Kimlu Ramine. Since I'm Chayiv Misa, I don't have to pay money. If I don't have to pay the wages, then it's not an Esnan Zona. It's just a Matana B'Alma. Right? If I find a Zona, and clearly, if I sleep with a Zona for free, just because, I don't know, we're friends, and then the next day I give her a present, that's not an Esnan Zona. Esnan Zona is only wages. Not if I get free services and then give her a birthday present. So, if the Zona is my mother, then I'm pater from the wages to the Kimlu Ramine. You can't make me die and pay wages. So, why should it be an Esnan Zona? So, Rava says, nonetheless, it's still Esnan Zona. Why? There are two main Perushim, the Perush of Rashi and Tosfos, and the Urim, one of the Tosfos, is that even though Kim Rame means I'm potter in Bezdin, it doesn't mean I'm potter. Bezdin can't make me pay, but I'm chayiv b'dei shamayim. That's the sheet of Rashi and Tosos, and I think most Rishonim, that Kim Rame just means I'm potter in Bezdin. I'm still chayiv lotzei shidei shamayim. Not only that, but maybe Tfisa will help, right? If you already grab the money, you can keep it, because I'm really theoretically chayiv. So I'm not chayiv in Bezdin, but I'm still chayiv lotzei shidei shamayim. So potter mishum kimlin rabine v'bezdin, but you still need the drasha of a love liftor legamre v'eino chayav afilu lotzeis yedei shamayim. Okay, so that is a... The Urim actually makes a lot of sense if you start with the assumption that Rashi and Tosos and most Rishonim, certainly most Rishonim Ashkenaz, start with that Kimle Ramine only patters me in Bezdin. I'm still theoretically chayim Lotzei Shidei Shamayim. Then it makes perfect sense. Taka, the term Kimle Ramine does apply here, but I still need to darshan a pasuk because the term Kimle Ramine is only in Bezdin, but I'm still chayim theoretically Lotzei Shidei Shamayim. We need the pasuk of love saying no, it's a tur gummer. Milchachila, I'm not chayim at all, even Lotzei Shidei Shamayim.
Then how come you need Kimle to apply to you from Bezdin?
You don't need Kimle, but Kimle is a general rule which happens to apply. You can't ask why you need Kimle. Kimle is a general rule in Kalatar Kula. You can only ask why you know love, which is a specific drasha. Taka, you don't need Kimle here. Taka, you don't need Kimle here because you have a love. It happens to apply, but you don't need it. Right? So basically, if you ask the question, if you're Potter Mishum Kimle, why do you need the drasha? Rashi Nivas says you're Potter Mishum Kimle. I don't know, you don't need the drasha. Tosa says you're not Potter Mishum Kimle, that's why you need the drasha. And the Yuret says you're Potter Mishum Kimle. But that's not relevant in the end, because that would only pot to you for Bezdin, and a love pot to you Legamre. And in the end, you don't. I said you need the drasha. I never said you need Kimli Ramini. Okay, three deos about why an Adam is Potter. I mean, Tosas and the Urim are the same dea. Potter because of a love. They just argue, well, why aren't you Potter Kimli Ramini? Tosas says it doesn't apply. Urim says it does apply, but it only potters you in Bezdin and not theoretically Yaltsa Shidei Shamayim. Yes?
The svar for the Tosfos
of Peretz, I'm not sure. It's a great question. I'm not sure. Meaning, why should Kim and Rami pop you from two different things that coincide, but not from a chiyuv that has two punishments in the first place? The only thing I can think of is that... the Kimlin Rabbini means that it's not really a din, you have to say, in the Onish. It's a din in the Mechayev. You can only be Chayev for one thing at a time. So if you're Chayev for Mitzicha, you're not Chayev for Mazik. If you're Chayev for Chilul Shabbos, you're not Chayev for Gneva. But if you're Chayev for Mitzicha, that can have two punishments associated with it. Because the din in the machayiv, not in the chiyuv. But I realize that I haven't explained, I've just categorized
that way. Because if you have the two of the same thing, it's defined to be that. It's not...
Right, that's what I'd like to say. If it's defined to be that, it's defined to be that. Like, for example, what's Yishema. No one's going to say that the Torah can't rabbi and what's Yishema, because the Torah says you get Malchus and Kesef. Thing is, over here, by Misa and Kofa, the Torah never actually says you get them both. We just figure out you get them both. But maybe you can still say what he's saying. Even if the Torah lets us use the Yud Gimel Midosh and the Torah and the Drasha, if you're out, you get both. If the Torah says you get both, you get both. If something two things coincide, you can have a rule that you don't get double. But the Torah said you get double, you do. Zeres HaKasim. Okay. Even though it's not a Mefurish, Zeres HaKasim.
But if you never have Golos for Shogun, then you can say Kim Leib Adarabim. It's amazing.
Okay. Well, if Golos is Kapara, then it's okay. Or next, Zeres HaKasim.
Also, if the Nezik was 200 chapters, so by 100 shekels, you're punter because you're paying like half of the nezek. If it's one big nezek, so it includes a half of a nezek. So if you're kind of half of the nezek at the payment, so you won't pay the other half.
Okay. You have to think about that. All right. Let us go right to the Gemara. Then says the Gemara, Hatzad Hashavish Vehen Shadarkon with the... Hatzara Shabashem Shadarkon Lahazik. Yeah. Okay, now we say, hold on a second. According to the tzada shava of everything is darko lahazik, right? What does the tzada shava of everything include? According to Rav, it includes. According to Shmuel, tzada shava of all these four things, the four things are shame, regulation, bor. According to Shmuel, the four things are actually six things. Shor is Karen, Shein, and Regal. And Adam, Eish, and Bor. So we're going to Rav, hold on a second. Shor, V'chishor, Dark Lahazik. Is Shor Dark Lahazik? The whole point of Karen is that it's not the normal Derech. No, but Mu'ad. In Mu'ad, it's Dark Lahazik. In Mu'ad, Dark Lahazik. Is Mu'ad the Derech Lahazik? Or, and this is a long track, is Mu'ad really the Derech Lahazik, or is it just that you were warned? No, came in the Yad Orchihu. Once it was Mu'ad happened three times, it's the derech of this animal to be malik. It's not the animal, derech of most animals do this, but it's the derech of this animal. No problem. Adam dark lahazik. An Adam is dark lahazik. That's not true. An Adam is a bardas who knows how to behave. An Adam is not dark lahazik. The answer would be yashing. No, it's a sleeping person. Yashing dark lahazik? A sleeping person dark lahazik? A sleeping person is still as a rock. The answer is no, he's not. You ever see these time-lapse videos of sleeping people? Right? You look at a sleeping person for 2 minutes, he looks very still. But they make these time-lapse videos of, like, a guy sleeping for 8 hours, and he's, like, flailing his arms all over the place. Kevin, the kai push it, since you flail your arms and legs in and out, or you attack is dark lahazik. If your guy sleeps, it's total dark lahazik of whatever's next to him. Okay, so that's no problem. Ushmi rasa nalecha, Adam shmirs gufo alavu. What do you mean? How can you say shmiras on alecha, their shmiras on you? By an adam, it's not that it shmiras on you, it's that you're supposed to shomer yourself. So it should have said shmiras gufo alav. Not shmiras on alecha, v'litameh, hadatani karna, arbos and zikin v'adam echamim. After all, karna has a version in the Mishnah where it says explicitly adam is one of the arbos and zikin. And adam shmiras gufo alavu. Elef, don't learn about tana, tani, shmiras, adam shmiras gufo alav. Hachanami tani adam shmiras gufo alav. Just like a karna, we said, how is it called shmira of something else is on you if it's yourself? The answer is yeah. You should really say the shmira of yourself is on you. Likewise here, you should really say the shmira of yourself is on you, and therefore it's no problem for Rav, and Rav is defended, and in the end, Rav and Shmuel are still both possibilities. Okay. Before we go on, just make one or two haras. Number one, interestingly, what does it mean? Adam shmiras gufo alavhu. An adam. Actually, okay. Just to summarize, then, what does the Mishnah mean? Right. Let's just summarize. What does the Mishnah mean? What is shor, and what is maveh? So we have two live shitas in the Bavli, but there are, I guess, four theoretical possibilities. Not all of them work, right? First, we have Shmuel Lefi Rav Yehuda, which didn't work, which says Shor is Keren, and Mava is Shane. It's just, I can't think of a good explanation why they left that regal explicitly, and neither could the Gemara. Then we have the real Shmuel, right? According to the Maskana, where it's regal and Shane. We have Rav, where Shor is Keren, Shane, and Regel. And Mave is Adam. And the Yerushalmi has a pshat that none of the pshat in the Bavli. Anyone remember what the Yerushalmi's pshat is? What's Shor and what's Mave? Shor is Keren. And Mave is Shane v'Regel. Okay, this has to do with what we discussed earlier. Shane and Regal are really the same thing or a different thing. The Yerushalmi is quite certain that Shane and Regal are really the same thing. They're just two examples of commonness, and therefore they count as one out of the Zika. Okay, these are the possible pshatim in our Mishnah. The one interesting question that the Gemara doesn't totally address. As a matter of fact, the Gemara asks, why do Rav and Shmuel each have their pshat? The Gemara explains, because Rav once says, Shor is called Mile to Shor. Right? Rav Rav says, no, sure is kol milu shor. Sure includes everything. Apparently Shmuel is not convinced that that sure should include everything. Why didn't Shmuel say like Rav? Ah, because Adam's already in the Seifa. So it doesn't, Adam's already in the Seifa. Okay. The, if we stick to the first part, okay, why does Shmuel not say like Rav? Ah, because Adam's already in the Seifa. And Rav thinks, okay, you put Adam in the Seifa and the Risha. Why does Rav not say like Shmuel? Because Shor includes everything. Okay, why does Rav think Shor should include everything? Shmuel thinks it shouldn't. So here, I actually saw something. Okay, I don't, I'm not really invoking these Svarim, but on my computer they have Nivar Lanz Yerv Nachum. Made a very sharp hour here. What's the Yisod of the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel? Interesting question. What's the Yisod of the Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel? So you want to say, look, for Rav, Shor includes everything. For Shmuel, Shor includes one type of damage. Okay, what is the difference between them? So, maybe you could tie it like this. You could say, just a matter of interpretation. You know, you have to figure out how to interpret the Mishnah, and the Shor mean, on the one hand, Shor is coming on an animal, so it's anything the animal does. On the other hand, each Al-Nezik is separately, so you just make a literary judgment call as to how to interpret the Mishnah. Or maybe, there's something Lumdish behind this. We started out with a Chakira, in the very beginning of the year, right? Mamoncha u'shmirasa alecha. Right? What is the mechayiv? Is the mechayiv stem mainly from your ownership of the object? Or is the mechayiv stem from your negligence in not guarding? So maybe you could say that for Rav, what's important is mamoncha, your ownership of the object. Therefore, shor, why are you chayiv in shor? Because you own a shor. Why are you chayiv in adam? Because you are yourself. Why are you chayiv in Eish? Because you created the Eish and maybe you own the Eish, or the Rashi, or it's like you own the Eish. Why are you chayiv in Bor? Because either you own the Bor, or the Torah made as if you own the Bor. If you look at it from perspective of your ownership, then a shor is a shor. Of course, how the shor damages, there'll be details of Keren and details of Shane and Regel, but he looks at it from the main mechayiv is your ownership. And therefore, shor is a shor. Shmuel says, no, the main mechayiv is your negligence. And therefore, what do you mean? It's a different negligence to let your shor trample on things, and a different negligence to let your shor eat things, and a different negligence to let your shor gore other animals. So if you say that, then so far it's just a theory that's a possibility that, okay, no particular reason that we might say one way or the other, but after maybe you could say that the difference in Rav and Shmuel is this Chakira of where does the Mechayev stem from? Does it stem from Mamoncha, right? Bailus. Or does it stem from Shmirasan Alecha, from Pshia? And therefore, says Rav, Shor v'chal mile to Shor, right? Nafkamina is, Perish HaMishnah, if this theory is true, Shor is one Bailus. All of Shor is one bias. As opposed to Shmuel, who says, no, each Av is a separate Shia. Okay, this could be. Is there any reason to think so? So, he suggested that perhaps you could say, then Rav and Shmuel will be Lashita somewhere. Kulami Bor Lamadnu, Kulami Shor Lamadnu, right? What's the difference between Bor and Shor, according to Rav and Shmuel? Let's remember. What if you own something and you leave it in the street and someone trips? I own something, I leave it in the street and someone trips. Is that like Shor or is that like Bor? Nafkamina, my Chayiv and Kalim. So, if you look at it, that what's important is ownership. You know what? Shor is Chayiv on Kalim because I own it. Bor is Pater on Kalim because I don't really own it. Then here I own it. It's a Shor. If you look at it, Pshia, Shor is Chayiv on Kalim because I let it go out and damage. Bor is Pater on Kalim because I just didn't watch someone else from tripping on it. Here, it's passive. Someone else tripped on it. You know, what difference does it make? It's the same Pshia, whether I dug a bor, which I don't own, or I leave a log, which I do own in the road. Either way, I left an obstacle in the road. So, I think that would be very good. L'shitase, the machlokas about Avno Sakino Umasao shehi nichan birshus harabim ve niskal. Okay, shehi nichan birshus harabim, and then someone tripped on it, obviously. Says, if you look at it from perspective of mamoncha, yeah, this is like shor, not like bor. It's something you own. After all, there are four avos zikin. Adam is yourself. Shor is actual items that you own. Eish is something, a force that you own. And bor is just something that you don't own at all, that belongs to the public, but the Torah considers as if you own. So here you would say, l'shitase, who says, kulam, Mishoro lamadu, meaning it's more chamer than bor because you own it. That is Rav. While Shmuel l'shitase would say, kulam miboro lamadu, say it's not more chamer than bor. Why is it not more chamer than bor? Because it's the same exact pshia. It's the same exact pshia if I dig a hole in the street or I leave a log in the street. And even better, forget comparing that to a bor. What's the relationship between leaving a log that I own in the street versus kicking a log that I don't own into the middle of the street? For Rav, if I kick a log of hefker in the middle of the street, I'm pater from Kalem, that's bor. If I put a log that's mine in the middle of the street, I'm chayiv in Kalem, that's sure. Okay, it makes a difference how much you own it. For Shmuel, no. Any log in the street is bar. Apart from Kefal, what's the difference? The same Shia. Well, it's not more Shia because I own the log. And therefore, that could work beautifully, l'shitasem, that there are two sides of this fundamental Hakira.
Maybe.
I thought maybe, just give me a second, after maybe you could say that there's another l'shitasem. After maybe you could say there's another l'shitasem. Rav, there's another machlokas, Rav and Shmuel about bor. Rav says, lahavalo v'lo lachavata, right? Is that Rav Shita? Moshe, did I get him right? Amar Rav, bor shechiv alav Torah, none of the base, lahavalo v'lo lachavata. I'm chaya for the hevel in the bor, but I'm not chaya for hitting the bottom of the bor. Why? Okay. One way, read karka olam, because the karka olam, because maybe you could say I own the hevel in the bor. After all, I created it. The ground of the bottom of the bor was always there. It's just part of the earth. It's part of the surrounding. Shmuel says, I'm chayiv. No, I'm chayiv for chavata. I'm chayiv for hitting the ground at the bottom of the bor, even though I don't own it. So maybe you could say a third thing. This is not, I didn't see this in the Achronim, but maybe you could say, lahavalo ulechavata. Says Rav, l'shitase, only chayav on havalo and not chavato, meaning I'm chayav for something that's killed by the hot air in the bor. Because even though I don't technically own the hot air in the bor, it's like I own it. I made that hot air. But I'm not chayav for hitting the bottom of the bor, because hitting the bottom of the bor is not mine at all. It's just the bottom of Rishus HaRabim. Well, Shmuel says, chayav afilu lachavato, I'm chayiv even if it trips and hits the bottom of the bor, which is just karka olam, there's just a rabbin, and dies, I'm chayiv, which is obviously intuitive the way most of us read this, okay? Why? Because Shmuel says, look, mitzad my pshia, it's obviously my fault that it smashed, this animal broke its leg on the bottom of the bor, smashed its head on the bottom of the bor. It's not any more my pshia, the hevel, than the chibot. They're equally my pshia, I made it happen. Rav says, no, look at bitus. Technically, I don't own anything. But I certainly own the hevel more than I own the chibot. The hot air, there didn't used to be any air in this bor, and I made air, hot air enter this bor, so therefore you could say the Torah makes me own that. But the ground at the bottom of the bor was always there. All I did was take away what's on top of it. I didn't make the ground at the bottom of the bor at all, and therefore, even though I was totally negligent in causing this to happen, since I have no bias, I'm potter on it. It's a radical shita, we don't pass it that way. Anyway, so it could be that Rav and Shmuel maybe have this fundamental focus, and maybe that underlies they're too pshatim in reading the Mishnah, and in which case we hold like Shmuel, and, you know, I wouldn't have said this just based on the Mishnah, but it does work out nicely in a couple places, l'shitasam. Okay, so much, I think, for Rav and Shmuel.
The Rambam is cholik on that, but the Rambam, as far as the Mishnah, the Perush of Mishnah is like Shmuel, and the Mishnah Torah seems to go like Rav.
Okay, fair enough.
And the other question is that, could be the Machlokas of Rav and Shmuel, just when we thought it when we learned it, that Shmuel could be modeb ofen ekroni, that it's mamun hanazik to Rav. It's just that he can't be assured that it's not alive, because the Rambam says kol bal chayim shu mamono. Rambam perek aleph halacha aleph. The Rambam could be in principle agreeing with that. There's no the Rambam could in principle.
Okay, fair enough. I'm modeb. Okay. The other thing that I want to discuss here is yes. What?
I think it's the Rav. One of the Rishonim's name of Pasuk Rav.
Yeah.
Not like Shmuel.
Okay, yeah, you're correct. When I say we hold like Shmuel, I'm basing myself on the Rambam in the Parish Mishnayos. But you're right, it's actually a big enough folks Rishonim who we pass confirm. Right, I put it here. The Rabbeinu Hananel says, right, what does Rabbeinu Hananel say? He says, the Kainalan Karav, the Sugi the Shmaitse Kabasev Lood Ella Amora Kaimi Kabasev Aligude Shakli Vitari. Okay, his reasoning is not so clear. We pass like Rav because, in general, the Gemara seems to assume like Rav, and the Amoraim analyze the Shita of Rav a lot. Okay, I don't know. The Amoraim also analyze the Shita of Shmuel here. Right? What's the low Haray according to Shmuel? So it's not 100% clear to me. I don't know if it's clear to you. Exactly why he thinks that the Gemara assumes like Rav more than it assumes like Shmuel. But in any case, he passes like Rav, and then on Devdal and Rav, they go to Yesh Omrim, V'Yesh Omer Halachik Shmuel. So the Rabbeinu Hananel says like Rav, the Yesh Omer says like Shmuel. Who else did I put here? Just give me a second, Shlomi. Where did I write this? I just wanted to look up one other thing. I wrote it down somewhere. Here it is. The Meiri also passed like Rav, like the Rabbeinu Hananel. Also, there's a Rabbeinu Baruch. It's printed in that Shitas Kadmonim. He also passed like Rav. However, the Rambam, the Perush Mishnayos, said explicitly like Shmuel, and likewise the Piskei Re'az here, which is on the Bar Ilan, the seventh book on the shelf, also pass like Shmuel. So it's a machlokas whether we pass like Rav or Shmuel. Rav has the Rabbeinu Hananel and the Meiri and the Rabbeinu Baruch, and Shmuel has the Rambam Perush Mishnayos and the Piskei Re'az and the Yesh Omer and the Rabbeinu Hananel. Is there a nafgamina? So according to me, this is a big lundeshnaf. That's not me. Big lundeshnaf gamina. The Meiri says explicitly, there's no nafgamina, which is, you know, the simple shot. Okay, some of the Achronim will try to find clever nafgaminas. Why did the Rabbeinu Hananel bother to paskin if there's no nafgamina? So the Meiri says, there's no nafgamina, but you should know anyway. You can maybe, if you want to, find nafgaminas, but nothing more. All right, so I'm ready to move on. Who's taking the board? Shlomi, you talk while someone takes a picture of the board.
I don't know, but I recall we bought a chalos a few shiurim ago that said, I think we said that opposite. Chalos said with regard to a boar on the edge of Mishtarab, right? Rav is your chayav because the ground belongs to you, the school is your potter because it's not a takal.
The Rashi, you mean, maybe.
I don't remember. I know
tied into the Havalo and the Havato, said that I'm not sure that it's backwards. He said that, what did Rashi say? Rashi says that Rav thinks that this is all sure, to the case of boars, if you don't own it at all. Shmuel thinks that you're only chayv on boar. According to Rashi, you're right, it would come out the opposite of this lundus. Correct. Enachanam, you're right. Okay, I want to talk for a moment about this other Tosos. Tosos Masel came into Kaifu Pashit Orchayu. The Yerushalmi says, Yesh Yashen Lo Mechayiv Elok Shehishkev Atzmo Itzla Kalim. You only chayiv, you went to sleep next to Kalim. Avalim Yashen Viv, you Kalim Etzlo. If you fell asleep innocently and then they put Kalim next to you, Veshibran, and you broke them, your potter Dehim Gormelo, because the people who put it next to you caused it, and therefore it's not your fault. Chayinwa Yashma Lechavir Lishan Etzlo Vizigos Ezra Rishan Pachayiv. Likewise, if you sleep and the other guy comes and sleeps next to you, he's chayiv, he damaged you, but you're not chayiv, you damage him. Says the Yerushalmi, you are potter if an Adam is potter if he went to sleep and then the guy put himself or his kalim next to him. Okay, seems fair to us. But Tosos later on makes a big deal of this Yerushalmi, right? Tosos Nachazayim Beis, very famous. Tosos says Shmuel Amar Ba'afil Shanu. Shmuel says what's the case that the Mishnah has a case in the beginning of the third parak? If you put your jug in the street and I step on it and break it, I'm potter. Why am I potter? After all, you know, I'm chayav for mazik. The answer is Shmuel says b'afilushan. It was dark and it's not my fault that I broke it. So Tosi asked the obvious question. The afagav, a few lines in, to elmar being onus karatzim ba'adam amazik petzatachs petza. Isn't Adam Mudli Olam? Adam is Mudli Olam, right? There are different yourselves in the Mishnah. On daf chaf vav base, Adam Mudli Olam ben shogi ben mezid ben er ben yashen, or maybe ben baratzon ben ba'ones. But either way, like, you know, yashen clearly chayav ben ba'ones, and the Gemara clearly has the girsa. Petza tachas petza l'chayav al shogi mezid al ones karatzon. So clearly, whether in the Mishnah or implicitly in the Mishnah in the Gemara, clearly it's barer that Adam is chayev, even be'ones, I mean, not just be'shogeg. I thought it was okay. Even be'ones, I didn't intend to damage at all, and some accident happened, totally against my will that made me damage. Adam is still chayev. That's Adam movie Olam, even if I'm asleep. So Tosfos asks, so why does Shmuel potter you if you trip and kick over someone's jug and break it in the dark? Isn't Adam movie Olam? And then he brings other proofs also. He says, and the Rishami, right? So he says, what's Tosas Yisod? Tosas Bid Yisod is that Adam Udli Olam, right? We know there are different Olams, right? There's, you know, the Olam, Shem Vercha Mitzvah Bashamayim is Mamash Li Olam. Va'avad Li Olam! Could it be another 2 weeks till the Yovel comes, right? There's the Olam, there's the Olam. It says, Tosas Adam with the Olam. More than you might have thought. Right? But not in a real onus. Adam's only Muad in a low level of Shia. Even if he's not a big Poshea, only a small Poshea, he's still Muad the Olam. But he's not Muad if he's really onus. After all, if it's onus, it's not his fault. And therefore, if someone in the dark, I trip over your cod in the dark, then it's not my fault, so I'm potter. He says, that's also the guy who's asleep. Why is Yerushalmi potter, the guy who's asleep, and breaks his friend, hurts his friend, or breaks his friend's property? Because, what can he do about it? He was a real onus. That's what he says. The onus gomer lo Rabbi Yochbana. No, a real onus the Torah didn't include. Rabbi Yerushalmi potter, so she yoshin bishanam hizik l'sheni abayetz lo lishan. Chem begodol basra. And then he has a great example in the last parak of Aaron Masechet, Gabi Nichlam Avigim Parsha Ula, Kisrum Shal Avigim Ut Vachu, Avichlu, Masham Lim Basar Bezol, Shekach Nehenu, Vomashi Ziku Lo, Danusim Heim. The father dies and he leaves his sons an ox. And thinking it's their ox, they shecht it and eat it, and it's really a borrowed ox. Then they don't have to pay for the ox. They only have to pay for how much they were nene, because you always have to pay for your nene from someone, that's fair, but they don't have to pay for the mazik. Why are they potter for mazik? After all, they shechted someone's ox. The answer is, because they're anusim. It's not their fault. How are they supposed to know their father died? How are they supposed to know it wasn't his ox? U'masnisa navitan ha'yibalchavis rishon balkora achron dim amar balchavis u'nishbarachavis bekora potter. Right, that if you're walking with a jug and I'm following with a beam, and you stop suddenly in the middle of the street, right, you break in the middle of the highway and I crash into you, right? Now, it depends, but let's say you break unreasonably in the middle of the highway. Generally, I think nowadays, the guy who crashed into him is always going to end up losing. But, at least theoretically, right, you break unreasonably in the highway with your chavis, and I smash into the car, I'm potter, it's not my fault. So it says, clearly, you're really potter. Everyone agrees that an Adam Mazik is potter, it's not his fault. Right, really, Adam Udli Olam just means if it's a little your fault. But if it's not your fault, you're potter.
These cases are like, it's a boshei of the other guy.
Aha! Okay, so at least almost all. Not the borrowed ox.
Right.
But, so Moshe's already saying these aren't good proofs, because these aren't just cases where it wasn't my fault. This is where it was his fault. Right? If I sleep and you put your vase next to me, it's not just that it's not my fault. Meaning, it's not like a force of nature put the vase next to me. No, you put the vase next to me, so it's your own fault. Maybe there's a special rule that Adam's rule the Olam, but not if it's the other guy's fault. If it's the other guy's fault, then it's his own responsibility. And likewise, the case over here about Fei L'Shanu, you left your jug in a dark street. It's not just not my fault, it's your fault. And likewise, the case of the Kor and the Chavis, right, the guy breaking on the highway, it's not just not my fault, it's your fault. So Moshe says, three of these cases you can easily be Docha. And not only could you be docha, but if the lush of the Yerushalmi is that why am I putter if I sleep and then you put your kelim next to me? Because you're the muad, because you're the poshea. Okay? Great. Although we still have to explain the ox. And then Tosa says, Nira, so what do we compare it to? Your potter, but onus gummer. Let's just see how Machunish Tosos is. We know, anyone know, by the way, someone in the Dine Shomrim who's potter but onus gummer? Who's potter and onus gummer? Is a Shoal potter and onus gummer? No. Right? Everyone remember the sixth grade? Who's potter and onus gummer?
Shomer
Sachar. So maybe Adamud the Olam's like a Shomer Sachar. Is that what Tosos holds? No. Says Tosos. Here it gets a little tricky. What's his problem? Here he has two problems. He has two cases of Adam HaMuad. Adam HaMuad is Chayav Adam Udiolam. What's an example of Adam Udiolam? They say of when he's Chayav? If he's Chayav even on Nafal Menagag, he falls off the roof because of Ruach She'ina Matsuya. He's Chayav even because of Ruach She'ina Matsuya. Tosas proves that a Shomer Chinam is potter if a Rosh Hashanah Metzuyah damages, but a Shomer Sachar is high for Rosh Hashanah Metzuyah damages. So here it gets a little tricky. On the one hand, when it comes to Ruach She'ena Metzuyah, so an Adam Hamazik is Chayav, and a Shomer Sachar is also Chayav. On the other hand, when it comes to Nitkal Lemanda Omar Nitkal Lav Poshea. What's the case? A guy tripped. He was a porter, a schlepper, right? You hired him to carry your chavis or whatever it may be. Hired him to carry your piano and he tripped. So the machlok is whether Nitkal Poshea, Poshea is Chayev, or Nitkal is not Poshea. Right? So if we assume Nitkal is not Poshea, what does the Gemara say? Tanya Vishili Umdin, Hamar Rechos Makal Makam Shibra, Rehudo, Rashom Rechinam Yeshava, Nose Sacher Yishalem. Shomer Sacher has to pay. A Shomer Sacher has to pay for tripping, but a Shomer Chinam doesn't. Shomer Sacher has to pay, so what are we saying? Nitkal? And it's not Poshea, that's why Shomer Chinam is Potter. Shomer Sacher is Chayav. How about Adam HaMazik? Is Adam HaMazik have to pay for tripping? Let's say I trip and I break your object. I trip and I land on your vase and break it. I'm being very careful where I'm walking. Just I trip and all of a sudden I land and break your kli. So, do I have to pay or not? So Tos says, look in that Gemara in Umdin. Shomer Chinam doesn't have to pay. Shomer Sacher does have to pay. Hold on. Why does the Shomer Chinam not have to pay? He was carrying the jug. He tripped. Broke the jug. If he tripped and broke the jug, then he broke the jug. He's an Adam HaMazik. If he's an Adam HaMazik, then why doesn't he pay because of Adam HaMazik? So Tosis Diok is Adam HaMazik is Potter. How does he know? Shahare Shomer Chinam Potter. Afilu Kishahizik Biyodayim. Even if the Shomer Chinam actively broke this because he tripped and then smashed your jug on the ground, he's still Potter. Tain if he's Potter Bidin Shomer Chinam because it's not a Poshea. But why isn't he Chayim Bidin Adam HaMazik? Why isn't he Chayim Bidin Adam HaMazik? After all, Shomer Chinam, I say, watch my house for free. You're walking around my house. Or if you're walking around my house and you break something, then besides being a Shomer Chinam, you're also an Adam HaMazik. So that proves that Adam HaMazik is Potter because tripping is an onus. So here it's a little tricky. What's the darg of Adam HaMazik? On the one hand, Adam HaMazik seems to be equivalent to a Shomer Sachar. He's chayev for Ruach She'ena Metzuyah like a Shomer Sachar. Just like a Shomer Sachar is chayev if an unusual wind opened the door of the barn and the animal escaped and, you know, got killed. Likewise, Adam HaMazik is chayev if an unusual wind knocked him off the roof and he landed on your vase. But on the other hand, an Adam HaMazik is more makel than Shomer Sachar because Shomer Sachar is chayev for tripping and an Adam HaMazik is Potter on tripping. How do we know? Because Shomer Chinam is Potter on tripping. And it's a case where he actually physically held it and smashed it on the ground when he tripped. So that shows that now we did Sharachim is Patur Tripping, he's also Patur Tripping, we did Adam Amazik. So, what does Tosfos compromise? How does he work this out? Right? How can it be, what's the darga? After all, how can Adam Amazik be Chayiv on a Shomer Sachas Chayivin, but also Patur for things of Shomer Sachas Chayivin? So, what is Tosfos Machalik between? What is Tosfos Machalik between? Says Tosos, he's potter, and after all, how many things is Shomer Sachar Chayivin? Interestingly. How many things is Shomer Sachar Chayivin that Shomer Kinam is not? Okay, sorry. Let's review. Everyone, right, remember, right, before Bar Mitzvah, Shomer Kinam is Chayiv only on Shia. Shomer is Chayiv even on Onsen. Shomer Sachar is potter from Onsen, Chayiv on Gneva Va'aveda. What's the nature of Gneva Va'aveda? Says Tosos, Gneva Va'aveda are two different dargas. Because there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia that says Gneva is Karav La'ones and Aveda is Karav La'pshia. Gneva Va'aveda are not exactly the same. They're a range. Gneva is closer to Ones. Why? Because like it got stolen and that's like a little less my fault. Aveda, if it got lost, that's closer to Pshia. I mean, clearly, I think intuitively, if someone tells me, what happened to the thing I gave you? I lost it. What happened to the thing I gave you? It got stolen. So obviously getting stolen is a better excuse than getting lost. What happened to my cow? It got stolen. What happened to my cow? It got lost. So if it got stolen, okay, you should have been more careful, but like I hear that it's not totally your fault. If it got lost, like you should have just kept track of it. Okay, so halacha l'maisa and hilchos shomer and gneiva aveda are in one category. Why? Because you gotta draw the line someplace. You draw the line here and here, and gneiva and aveda are in here. But gneiva's here and aveda's here. So therefore, Tosfos says that what's the gedder of Adam Hamazik? The gedder of Adam Hamazik with Tosfos. The gedder Adam Muad Li'olam Lifi Tosfos is Chayav Al Ones Ke'ein Aveda, but Potter Al Ones Ke'ein Gneva. And obviously on an onus that's more than that. And Tosfos just has to be mechadesh that Ruach Shein Metsuya is Kein Aveda. An unusual wind is really something that is close to pure negligence. It's not real negligence, but it's close to negligence because, like, we know there are unusual winds sometimes. Now, obviously, he doesn't think unusual wind means once in 100 years. Unusual winds, wind means it's not the usual wind, but sometimes it gets windy outside, right? You never know. Sometimes it's windy outside, right? Here in Eretz Yisrael, right? We know that it always gets windy outside when we're trying to light Hanukkah candles. But I don't know when it gets windy outside in Chutz Laaretz. But sometimes it gets windy. Sometimes there are windy days, and sometimes there are normal days. So Ruach Shein Metsuya means it's not a usual wind, but still, a reasonable person would worry about strong winds as well. Sometimes there are windy days. You know, you lose your hat. Usually, there's wind outside and your hat doesn't blow off. You know, or if your yarmulke is clipped, it doesn't blow off. And then, a couple times a year, there's a big wind and you lose your yarmulke even though you clipped it on. Okay, so you should, if you didn't worry about that, then that's close to pshia. As opposed to tripping, like, how are you supposed to not trip? Like, yeah, you should have stood someplace where if it was a windy day, you'd fall off the roof. I think that's reasonable. If I went up on a roof, I would not stand someplace where even on a really windy day, I would blow off the roof. No, you're more careful than that. On the other hand, tripping, Tosfos says, you shouldn't trip. What do you mean you shouldn't trip? Like, what should I do to not trip? You know what I mean? Like, I'm saying, how can you not trip? You should have walked more carefully. Even if you walk carefully, you might trip. Like, these things happen sometimes. Now, obviously, I guess someone could say, well, there's tripping and there's tripping. But Lamaisa, people trip, even when they are careful sometimes. They could have been more careful, but okay, you get the point. That's the sheet of Tosfos. This Tosfos is tremendous kula. He says, other than that, really move the olam. He's not even muad as much as shomer. He's not even chai for what he does as much as shomer suffers chai for what happens to the object he's guarding. He's only a little more chai than Shia Gemura. Okay, that is Tosfos sheet on other muad the olam, and he has many proofs. Okay, are there any other sheetas about other muad the olam? Any other sheetas? What does the Ramban say? The Ramban doesn't say anything here. Mainly, I mean, doesn't say anything. Doesn't direct, he deal with the sugya directly here, mostly because we don't have his kiddushin of a kama. But the Ramban, but Metzia, okay, he also addressed in the machanos here, but not, you know, the whole sugya. The Ramban, but Metzia is the two most famous makoros on the sugya of Anum Liolam or Tosafot or Kama Chamsayim. The Ramban, but Metzia pay base. Those are the two famous makoros. What does the Ramban say? Adam Liolam means
even on a scum reason.
Liolam mamish, right? Liola mamish, afilu ones gomer, like, and what does the Ruach She'ina Metzuya means? What's his example of Ruach She'ina Metzuya? Anyone recall? What did the Ramban say here? He says, Ruach She'ina Metzuya, afilu ka'osha shel Eliyahu b'mashma. He says, Rosh Hashanah Metzuyah doesn't mean a really windy day. Rosh Hashanah Metzuyah means, okay, and maybe, not only Shiva Brachim, no, Tanakh. But what happened to Eliyahu Navi? Right? He didn't die. Instead, he was carried up to heaven in a Ruach Sa'ara. Okay, now, a wind that carries a human being up to the heavens, obviously there's a level of metaphysics here that we don't fully understand, but nonetheless, meaning, forget about the metaphysics of it, of exactly how does a human being live in heaven, and what happens to him, and does he become a malach, etc. Clearly, there's a physical aspect as well. He was with Elisha, and all of a sudden this wind came, and Elisha saw, he didn't see when he got up to heaven what that meant metaphysically, he doesn't know. But he saw mamish, the wind picked the guy up, and brought him up to the clouds. Okay, that is not once a year, that is not once 100 years, that not once in 1,000 years, right? That is Onus Gomersh ain't come over. I assume Tosin is saying Adam Amazik and Rosh Eliyahu is Potter. The Ramban says, no, Rosh Eliyahu means even Rosh Eliyahu. Right? So if, I mean, this is the Ruach picks you up, brings you up to the clouds, and dumps you, you know, in the middle of Rehov Allenby in Tel Aviv, smack on someone's windshield and you break it, then you're Chayiv, because Adam Eliyahu Mamish. What?
On this sheet, he calls it safer, safer Hamilchamos. And then we said that it always says Milchamos.
Oh, yeah? Interesting. Okay, good Hara. Okay, but a side point for now. Okay, Yesh La'ayin, maybe you're right. That's the Ramban. Okay, could you say an in-between sheet, theoretically?
Yeah. I mean, you could say that Darga, the Shomer Sachar, is a higher level of Shmira.
Practically, what could you say that's a... Practically, what could you say? That is a in-between, Tosus and the Ramban? This is not a trick question. It's an easy question. Tos says you're chayiv on ke'en aveda, but not ke'en kneiva. Less than a shomer sachar. The Ramban says you're chayiv on any onus in the entire world. Okay, what else could you hold theoretically? You're chayiv in ke'en kneiva and ke'en aveda, like a shomer sachar. You're just potter on onsim mamish, right? The chayiv kimo shomer sachar al ke'en Gneva va'aveda, but Potter al Yechayev, your Potter ba'ones mamish, right? Your Potter on Ramash Nonsim, meaning you're equivalent to a Shomer Sachar. The Ramban says you're more machmer than a Shomer Sachar. You're Chayev even on some sofa olam. You're Chayev, I guess, like a Shoel, right? A Shoel is Chayev even if the Rosh Eliyahu took the cow, right? Even if lightning struck the cow and the Tosa says you're less chayiv than a shomer sachar, so you could say you're equivalent chayiv to shomer sachar. Who holds that? Anyone? Okay, truth is, a number of Rishonim hold that. The Rashba seems to hold that, but I didn't put that on the Makora sheet. But what I did put on the Makora sheet, first of all, the Nemuka Yosef says the Nemuka Yosef. Says the Nemuka Yosef, if you look at Yud Aleph and Aleph, Ve Dape Harif, he says, Vahainu, Abel Nezek, Nafkalon Meribuya, Lechayiv Afilu Ba'onesu B'Shogeg. What's an example of an ones that you're chayev? If you never realized there was a stone in your lap and you stood up and the stone rolled off your lap and landed on a vase. Okay, that's an ones. You didn't realize there was a stone on your lap, but it's not an ones gomer. Like, what do you mean you didn't realize there was a stone in your lap? You should pay attention to what's in your lap or in your clothing. You should check that maybe you put something in your lap. An onus gomer like this, you are potter. Okay, cause lanar losasa dover. And that all he told you that you're chayiv on an onus that's closer to Shia, not an onus gomer, but he makes clear in Daf Yudgimel Min Aleph, he says, I'll just read you one line here. He says, in the case of Netkal Poshea, Lab Dazmi Kocho Pligi, it's not talking about if you, with your koach, damage something when you trip. Dim Kain Lekuli Amalekaman de Potter, then no one would potter you. Dava Hedya Rabbi Yachmano Ones Karatzon Lechiyuva. Because the Hedya, we're Machri even on Ones of Nizikin. Ela Mayri, Bahadika Azal Nizak, Pagu Bukhuk. What is he saying? You'd give him an aleph. He says that if I trip and while I'm falling, I throw something into your vase and damage you, I'm chayim because of Adam Uliola. So unlike Tosos thinks Adam Uliola is potter for tripping. He says Adam Uliola is chayim for tripping. Okay, once you change that, I think it's clear that the Rashba is not in the Makoros. Okay, we'll just put in parentheses. The Muka Yosef. It says, yeah, you're a potter on an onus gomer, but you're chayiv on tripping. Once you're chayiv on tripping, it takes away Tosfos' whole chiluk. Azman is chayiv on tripping, and Rosh Hashanah is chayiv exactly like Shomer Sacher. And this is more mefurish in the Tosfos Beinu Peretz. And I noticed on Daf Chav Zayim, where I put on the Makor sheet, in the sheet of Gebetzes, next to the Tosfos Beinu Peretz, is also the Tosfos Beinu Yeshaya, who is, quotes the same Riva, and is even a little more explicit. But the Riva in the Tosfos Beinu Peretz and the Tosfos Yeshaya, Tosfos Beinu Yeshaya, on Daf Chav Zayin says, here I'll read you the Riva. Riva Pirish Devadai Nitkal Dami L'Rosh Hashanah Metzuya. Yeah, tripping is the same as Rosh Hashanah Metzuya. Adam Azik Chayiv Nitkal, and you're Chayiv on tripping, like the Nebuka Yosef. Adam Azik is Chayiv on tripping, on Ruach Metzuya. And then Rabbi Yeshaya says the same thing, and then Riva, he quotes here, let me just, Riva pirish to Adam Mazik Domi L'Shomer Sacher. Okay, that's very explicit. Tosfos Beinu Yeshaya says, Riva pirish to Adam Mazik Domi L'Shomer Sacher, Bein L'Kein Gneva, Bein L'Kein Aveda. Okay, very explicit. And Nitkal is Chayev. So, this is very explicit. The Riva is the most explicit. The Riva is quoted in the Tosfos Beinu Peretz. And the Tosfos Beinu Yeshaya. Okay, say that, here's the number one. Let's just put it here. The Riva is the main Rishon. The Tosfos are being Peretz. The Tosfos are being Yeshaya. And the Nukhi Yosef. Okay. And the Rashba. If you look him up on all the sugyas, you put them together, he's similar to Nukhi Yosef. Okay, so we have three shitas here. Three shitas here about... What? Give me a second. And the Yehuda Yosef argues, I think. Correct. Okay, let's just point out for a second that, the Nebuka Yosef seems to have a good taina. His taina is, doesn't the Torah potter an onus gomer to the holanar or losasa dover? There's a Torah onus in the Torah. How to say onus is chayiv? You want to say onus is chayiv, meaning like a little bit of an onus, that you weren't a poshea gomer, an onus karev, she is chayiv, I understand. Petza tachas petza teaches you, unlike arva dvarim shatur miyata v'shmirasam, right? Shane and regal and ancient board, the Torah only required minimal shmira. You just have to guard it against a ruch mitzuya. So over here the Torah says, no, you have to guard not just minimally, you have to guard reasonably. So you're chayiv even on something you like to call an onus, which is really a level of shia. But an onus gomer, v'lanar l'sasa dover. Okay, what's the Ramban? The Ramban is going to have to say. Wait, yes?
Hashem
didn't lose anything. But he's not going to okay. Now, you don't mean Ben versus Ben. I think it's clear that Bezdin's not going to execute you for Ben Lachavero and Onis Gomer either.
Okay.
So what Yaakov Moshe is saying ultimately is that, I guess technically, like you could say, what's the difference? The Machlokas is just that the Nuhi Yosef thinks that, you know, Villanarlo Sasadavar patches you, and Tosos would agree, and take it even further. And the Ramban says, Petza Nakas Petza overrides. The extra word overrides Villanarlo Sasadavar. But, probably, then you could just say, so why did you think that? So maybe what the Ramban thinks is that, no, Villanarlo Sasadavar patters you. Okay, this is actually a machlokas elsewhere. How to read Villanarlo Sasadavar. Villanarlo Sasadavar patters you for punishments for Averos. But the Ramban would say, clearly, I mean, it's hard to imagine it's a punishment for your Aveira if it's a Ruch Shel Eliyahu. For Tosos, I understand. It's like losing something. Okay, I'm not impressed with you. You really did something wrong. You were negligent. And then for the Riva also. Okay, you weren't super negligent, but you were still negligent. You should have been more careful. You did something wrong. For Ramban, clearly you didn't do anything wrong. The Ruch Shel Eliyahu is mamish, a force that there's nothing you can do about, right? That can get you wherever you are. You can't avoid a Ruch Shel Eliyahu because it's a miraculous kind of thing. That's totally unpredictable. So for the Ramban, I think Pasha, you have to say, what happened to Volanar Losasa Dover? That's for punishments for Averos. Over here, it's not a punishment for Avera. Over here, it's just, we're not punishing you for the wrongdoing of being careless with damaging. Rather, it's just that someone has to take the loss, right? Lemaisa, this guy had a vase. It was worth $100. Now it's gone. So, someone has to pay for this vase. Either he has to pay $100 to buy a new vase, or you have to pay $100, right? The answer is, if you broke it, then, and this is, okay, I admit, this is a little more complicated, but, you know, just, you know, you can easily imagine, what if, okay, this, all right, whatever I say is going to get into other sugyas, so maybe I have to be careful with, with my examples, but I think you can imagine, right? If a guy, the owner, goes to the grocery store and buys a quart of milk, he still has to pay for the quart of milk, because we're not trying to punish him for something. That's just the nature of business dealing, of interpersonal business dealings. So, how do you look at Nezek? You could look at it as more of a punishment, or you could look at it, no, as more of just a, not Ben Omachavir, Ben Omachaviro. Ben Omachavir in terms of Sidur Yachasim Ben Omachaviro. How do people relate to each other? And the Torah says, if I broke something, if you broke it, you bought it. If I broke it, I bought it. And now I have to pay for it. Not because I did something wrong, but because someone has to pay for a new one, right? It's not a victimless crime, right? Someone has to replace this vase. So the Torah says, if I broke it, I have to replace the vase. Not because I did something wrong, but just because someone has to buy a new vase. The Torah says, whoever owns it has to buy a new vase, whoever broke it has to buy a new vase. Okay, it's not an onesh, it is just a tashlumen, which is unrelated to avira. And it could be lavdavka, but I think there are bottom very clearly that the nature of tashlume hezek, says the Ramban, not an onesh for an avira, just a debt. After all, if I borrow money from you, I have to pay back. Why? Why do I have to pay back if I borrow $100? You lent me $100. I owe you $100. Why do I have to pay back? Not because I did anything wrong. It's not a penalty I have to pay back. I just have to pay back because that's the nature of interpersonal relations, that if I borrow, I have to pay back. Okay, that's more obvious, I understand. What?
No one ever lent if you were back.
Okay, and you know what? If no one ever paid and they broke other people's things, then society would also fall apart. Then society would also fall apart.
Right.
Okay, fair enough. But but I think that's what Ramban would say. Granted, unless you say the Torah made a general rule. You know, even in this crazy case, yesh la'ayin harbe. After all, you know, it's always hard to draw the line, and people still have resentment, but I don't know, yesh la'ayin harbe. Anyway, clearly it's not an onus for avera, it's just a debt for Tosos and the Riva. Okay, could go either way. You could say maybe it's an onesh for an aveira. Ah, so why are you chayiv the onesh? It's not a real onesh. Real onesh sasa davar you're not chayiv. It just means like a sort of onus, you know, something you can make an excuse and call an onus, something in some case where we want to remake it, we call an onus. So, or you could say no, that it's just a debt, but onus is putter anyway. After all, maybe Lo Nara L'Sasa Davar is more far-reaching. It's actually interesting. There is a taka machlokas rishonim. How to read the Gemara? What about like if I make a get all tonight, I fulfill the tonight bonus. Do we apply Lo Nara L'Sasa Davar or not? Midoraisa. We know the din is midoraisa in the Yisuvas, but we don't know in the Gemara Nedarim. There's two pirushim. Yesh la'ayin, to the lanar l'sasa davar, maybe it applies to everything, or maybe it only applies to punishments. Clearly the Ramban has a clear perspective here. He doesn't think that nezek is about wrongdoing. It might also coincidentally be wrong to be mazik on purpose, but that has nothing to do with the tashlumin. While Tosos, they might say, no, it's a punishment for your negligence. Or they might also admit it's not a punishment. They just think even something's not a punishment, we have a Torah bonus.
Maybe
I didn't
do anything.
What?
Maybe they're not
fair enough. Although he's only going to say that about some cases, which makes it a little trickier. Now, I just want to ask one last question, which is, Tosos brings a truckload of proofs that he's right.
Yeah.
What are some of Tosos' proofs, right? Proofs that Adam's not really Mu'ad Li'olam. So, what were some of his proofs? So, let's remember. The Yerushalmi, Yashen V'achar Kach Hinichu Kelim Etzlo, or the Gemara on Daf Kof Zayin of the Beis, right? Shiber Esechavis Ba'afela. Or, what was another one of his examples? Chavis and Korah, right? Right? That was from... from the Mishnah. In the third parak. What thought is that Mishnah on Moshe? Of the Kad and the Chavis? Of the Korah and the Chavis? What? Alright, you'll find it later. Daf Lamed Aleph? Lamed Aleph and Beis? Is that the Mishnah?
Yes.
Okay, Lamed Aleph and Beis. Great. Mishnah... Now, Flamin on the base. Ahmad Baal HaChavis, right? The Baal HaChavis stopped short without warning, and the Baal HaKorah broke his Chavis. Okay, what were some of those other proofs? Baba Kama Daf Kofyud Beis on Beis, right? Kasavar Shehashor Shel Avihem. V'tavchuhu. He also brings some proofs from Bav Metzia, which is what it's doing there, right? Nitkal, Bav Metzia daf, hey, beis on beis, right? The porter, right? The shomer, shen nitkal, v'shiber esachavis. These are all cases that are potter, because it's an onus gar. There's another case in, what was the other case of Bav Metzia? That the Ramban mentions? Tabach Uman Shekilchel. A licensed shofet.
Isn't that in Baba Kama?
Is that in Baba Kama? Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Where's that Gemara? Oh, you're right. By the Maradiner L'Shulchani. Thank you. Thank you. Tzadi Tet Amud Bet. Anyone see my eraser?
Found the board.
An expert slaughterer who accidentally messes up the shechita and makes the animal treif, or nevela. Right? So if he was doing it for free, then he's potter. Even though he's not a mamazik. And, very important, the Gemara on Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis, and this we'll see, it's slightly similar, but Baba Kama Chaf Tes Amud Beis, Niskal, not the case of Shomer Shenitkal, the Shomer is a Chavish Shel Balabais. But a parallel case, Nitkal, Vikado Biyodo, you tripped while you were carrying your own cod. So we're not worried if you're high bringing the cod, it's your own cod. Not our problem. But Vihizik, right? Vihizik, Bishas Nefila. The Gemara says, if you'll nitzkal az lav poshe, you're potter. Meaning, I'm carrying my own cod and I trip. And when I trip, my cod falls and a shard, you know, breaks off it, bishas Nefila, not just after Nefila, like, and then someone trips over it later. And, you know, I don't know, a shard ricochets and cuts someone or breaks their vase or whatever it may be. Okay, or maybe my cod just lands on, you know, someone's bicycle and breaks it. Okay, all these cases are potter, says Tosos, because these are all ones. Ah, they're not such big onesim. After all, tripping, that's not a very big ones. Come on, a Shomer Sachar is chayiv for tripping. The answer is, even though Shomer Chayiv is chayiv, it's a big ones, Kein Kein Gneva. Okay, what does the Ramban do with all these cases? How does the Ramban get out of all these cases? Anyone want to help the Ramban get out of all these cases? It's a lot of cases.
This kind of sounds like a bore.
How does the Ramban get out of all these cases? Well, give me the first three. How does the Ramban get out of all these cases?
Well, the Yerushalmi, it's easy because it says Heim Garmu, so in that case, that there's
exactly. The Ptur is not E Pshias Hamazik. The Ptur is not that Hamazik wasn't Poshea. But rather, Pshias HaNizak. Okay, there's a special rule. If the other guy was Poshea, then he can't sue me for the damage. It's his own fault. Meaning, if I had slept and a unanticipated force of nature had put your vase next to me and I broke it, I wouldn't be chayiv. If an unanticipated force of nature had stopped you with your chavis, and then I smashed into you with my corn broker chavis, I would be chayiv. If an unanticipated force of nature had put your chavis in a dark street and I stepped on it, I would be chayiv, because I'm chayiv for everything. But here, it wasn't a force of nature like Rosh Eliyahu. It was your fault. If it's your fault, then that's a ptur. Okay, there's a general rule called Mashana Ba'af Rashina Ba'af Potter, that when it comes to Nizki Mamon, if you do something you shouldn't do, put something where it shouldn't be, etc., and then my ox damages it on putter. Okay, there's some debate in the Rishonim how much that applies to a person damaging it, but certainly, says the Ramban, if you put something where it shouldn't be, and then I unknowingly break it, then it's your fault, not my fault. A person, the difference is, if you put something where it shouldn't be, I can't knowingly break it. I'm a person, I should still behave.
In fact, isn't there a sheet in the Rishonim that the tour of Mesa Machmas Malacha is because it's a Shia of the owner?
Correct. Although that's a different getter. Okay.
If you hold that he's Chayav and Ones Gomer, then it's going to be the same tour.
Right? No, but that might be a case, but there I didn't do anything. It just died by itself, Machmas Malacha, maybe. It's not clear if that's what Odom Amazik is, Mesa Machmas Malacha. Okay. Anyone want to get out of the Bamitzia Pei Beis and Baba Kamen Tzadi Tes? What? Anyone want to get out of these two?
Niskal, the Ramban says, that it's like a person pushed him. It's the karka that caused it, or is
the okay, but that's not that's the case in Baba Kama, not this case. Yeah. Anyone want to get out of these cases? What? No, not these two cases. And I don't know if they make it to Takana for us. They make it to Takana for the Yorshin. What does he say here?
Uman Shekilkel.
Yeah, what does he say about Uman Shekilkel?
Says that it's definitely Hashalem, the kingdom of Hyde, the Prophet.
Elash, Ein Be'uman Atovim Melachtom Shem Mazik. An Uman who makes a mistake is not Chayim Mishom Mazik. The Riva has a slightly different way that he gets out of it. Because if you remember, let's put a, right? These are all kushas on the Ramban. Some of them are kashas even on the Riva. Because what does the Riva say? The Riva says, an onus gomer is potter, I admit. But tripping is chayiv. Because tripping is like shomer sachar. So this one, and this one, because the Gemara compares it to tripping. These ones are kasha even on the Riva. Right? Because in all these cases, a Shomer Sachar is chayiv for tripping, and a Shomer Sachar is chayiv for messing up Shechita. And he says, Adam Amazik is has to be at least careful of Shomer Sachar, so why is he put in these cases? So how do you answer these cases? So says the Ramban in one word, the Riva in different words. Says the Ramban that, no, these are different. Why are these different? Here, it wasn't just Stam, a guy damaged something. He was supposed to be working, and he messed up his working, right? He was supposed to be carrying this, and he was supposed to be shefting this, and he messed up. So says the Ramban, Uman hatoe b'malachto, is potter. Special term of Uman HaTovim Lachto, the Riva has another famous way of saying it. Says the Riva, give me a second. Pirish. Ha de Potter Niskal B'Mavr Chavis. The porter was carrying a Chavis. And the Taba Shekelkel. Shem the Kevishim is asking Latovas HaNizak Lav Adam HaMazikhu V'Yishlam Din Shomer. That's in the Rivin Yishayo, or the formulation in Tosfos Beit Peretz is. Sharia love mutal is asik badover. He's supposed to be misasik. Sorry. He's supposed to be misasik. with this. Right? And similar idea, right? Says the Riva. Right? A love mutal lehisasik. Lehisasik badover. Right? Some of the Echronim call this Mesasik Bershus. After all, here, it's not like I damaged your property. Why did I damage your property? I'm supposed to be working with your property. Accidents happen. Right, so here, Yesh La'ayin, what the Svara of this is. What's the Svara? So what?
Maybe when I give it to you, I already know that you might make a mistake.
Right, so it could be a Din of Mechila. After all, let's say I know that you never know. Someone might trip someplace and break something of mine. Kaluna mochel them. And if so, I'll sue them, right? I know a lot of things might happen. That doesn't mean that it's okay with me. That doesn't mean I authorized it. But if I hired you to work, if you're not a licensed professional and you pretend to be licensed, it's your fault. If you're poshea mamish, then it's your fault. If we consider, say, nitkal is poshea. But if I hire you to work, everyone knows, not everyone knows. Lawyers in America don't know this, right? Whenever anyone messes anything up, you sue them, right?
Right.
But that's not logical, right? Think about it, right? There's an operation. Has a 96% chance of success. So what happens? 4% of the time, it gets messed up and you sue the doctor.
Right.
But that's not really, that's what they do in America, but that's not logical. If you look at the doctor's statistics and only 4% of the time it gets messed up, then why should you sue him? That's the way it works. You don't have to be happy about it, right? But that's the way the world works. You should sue the guy if he messes up 96% of the time, or more than one standard deviation from the average, or what have you. Okay, but tort reform is not my ASIC right now. Although, all right, I have a lot to say about it, but not for now. The you could say it's me din mechila. I asked you. Yes. It's not just I knew this might happen. Just I know it might happen doesn't mean I'm mochel. I know a lot of things. I know statistically, eventually someone's going to sideswipe my car. But I'm not mochel. But if I ask you to drive my car someplace, if you're a poshe, I'm not mochel. But you know what? Things happen. I ask you to drive my car someplace, and sometimes you get a flat tire. Then when I asked you to drive, I knew you might get a flat tire, and it was okay with me, because otherwise I wouldn't have asked you to drive my car. I didn't ask you to drive recklessly, right? I didn't ask you to text while you're driving, but some things happen, right? So, maybe it's midin mechila, what's the svara? Maybe it's midin mechila. The Rav Gusman wants to have a fancier svara. Okay, maybe I'll also say not a fancier svara, a different svara. Maybe it's midin mechila. Right, and remember, the Riva also needs to deal with this, not just the Ramban. The Riva doesn't need to deal with these, but the Riva needs to deal with these, because all these cases are cases where Shomer Sachur B'chayev. So, maybe it's in Mechila, Rav Gustman says it a little fancier, he says that no, it's just a hafkah from the Shein Mazik. Yes. Mazik means damaging. Damaging doesn't mean evil intent. I can damage through no fault of my own, but it means the action is an action of damage. Over here, I was trying to help you. The Lashon of the Rivaz, even the Tova Sanizak. Okay, so probably an Akron quoted in the What's It Called says this.
Here, exactly.
Which Akron says here. That it's the Rav Gusman. Oh, sorry. Exactly. Yeah. Who says the Mechila way? Sure, you have an Akron there?
Yes, a Ravid Hazahav.
The Ravid Hazahav. Okay.
Who is it?
I don't know. I don't know that. But the Ravid Hazahav says the Mechila, okay. However the Ravid Hazahav is, he's smarter than me. He says that... that Chazaka, anyone quoted in the Sifta is smarter than me. So we can take him seriously.
Yehuda, the trick is finding it.
The Rav Gusman says, okay, Rav Gusman I own. Rav Gusman says, no, it's just, it has to, this is a chidush. The action has to have the characteristic of a Maisa Hezek. If you're trying to help and it gets messed up, that's not called a Maisa Hezek. If I'm walking, minding my own business and I trip and break something, that's a Maisa Hezek. I didn't mean to do it, but... But that's what we're trying to help. He doesn't mean if I'm walking, minding my own business, that's not a Maisa Hezek. No, that's the Rabos Ones Karatzon and Shogei Kamezin. He means if I'm dafka trying to help, it's Mafkia, the Geder of Mazik. When I'm trying to help and not doing anything wrong, not Hoshea, that's Mafkia, the Geder of Mazik. So that is, who says the Ravid Hazahav?
That's what it says.
Great. The Ravid Hazahav. Okay. Someone can Wikipedia the Ravid Hazahav. Maybe it's even someone we heard of. Sometimes you don't ever hear the name, but it's someone you heard of. Rav Gustman says, in the country say Shirim, but this is more of a, you could call it fluffy if you want, but he says, the Isok Litovas Habailim is Mafkia, the Geder of Mazik. Okay, he's very big on this idea. You need a character of Mazik. Mm-hmm. Right? It's not enough to have a result of Mazik. You need the character of Hezek. And therefore, if I'm doing nothing and then I mess up, that's Mazik. If I'm helping you, and sometimes things are messed up, that can't be called Mazik because it's part of helping.
And the Gemara at the end of Achovel has a drasha, Lishmor below the Abi, Lishmor below the Kras. You have to be mazed in the case, when you're a Shomer, in order to become a Zikin, it has to be Ma'abed or Korea.
No, that means if I give it to you to watch your Havchim Shmi, if I give it to you La'avid, you don't.
That's the shot.
Yeah.
If we say to the Mechilo, so really, Maker then you really Chayov, except we're saying we woke up, why would the Gemara already jump to the stage, oh, the guy's Mokal, why don't you write Chayov? And then if he decides to be Mokal, he'll be Mokal.
No, it's Mechilo Mi Rosh. Yeah, it's an implicit Mechilo Mi Lechatila. When I give you a job to do, I implicitly Mokal you for the fact that statistically sometimes it doesn't work out.
It's impossible to give someone a job without being vocal.
I guess no, it's an umdo that everyone's vocal unless they explicitly say otherwise. I could give you a chavis to carry and say, but I'm explicitly making a t'nai that you're chayav no matter what happens. And then if you agree, you agree. Okay.
The Ramban is much closer to the Kuntz of Shiuri. Because the Ramban's whole Malachi is to say that we're not talking about Odom HaMazik.
Not in this case, Tabach Uman, in this case.
I mean,
okay.
The whole...
We have to stop now. But I'll just point out that the Ramban also deals with this case. The Ramban says a big chiddush. What does the Ramban say about this case? The Ramban and the Mekhi Yosef both deal with this case. Remember, the Mekhi Yosef also has to deal with things he's like to read. And that's what you keep saying. He says a big chiddush. He says, what's the case here? The case here, and I think as opposed, in this case, I'm carrying your chavis, I smash the chavis on the ground. Why are you in chayv? Because onim with the olam. The Tosos says, it's an onus gomer. And the Ramban says, no, because I have go working for you to help you. In this case, I'm not working for you. Notice, it starts the same, but I'm carrying my own chavis, or kad, doesn't matter, and I smash it on the ground, and then it breaks something in yours. I was not working for you at all. That excuse is not going to work. So does the Ramban say in Melchamos, and in there in the beginning of Bamitzi about this case. He says, this case, this what's his chiddush? He has to be a big chiddush here. Says the Ramban, and the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, although they say it a little differently, and others, this is not a case of Adam HaMazik at all. I wasn't Mazik. My Kad was Mazik. But what do you say back to me? What do you mean your Kad was Mazik? You dropped it, and that's called Kocho. Here's the Chiddush. No, this Kad is not Kocho. Why? Kocho is when I threw the Kad. Here, the ground tripped me and made the Kad fall out of my hands. Now, if the ground tripped me and I fell on something and broke it, then that's Adam with the Olam. That's what Ramban would say. Ramban would say, if I trip through no fault of my own, and I landed in your vase and broke it, Adam with the Olam, that's falling off the roof of Rosh Hashanah. But if I trip through no fault of my own, and something flies out of my hands and breaks your vase, that's not Adam Hamazik, that's not Kocho. Kocho is when I push something. When I trip and it flies out of my hands, it's not my koach, it's the koach of the ground. That is merely Eish. That's Eish. My object went moving and broke something else of someone else's. By Eish is not Mud the Ola. Eish only needs Shmir Bechusa. So it's not a case of Adam Mazik at all, but rather Eish. The Ravid says the same thing. Let me say this, the Rambam and the Ravid, I didn't put the Ravid in the chorus, but rather Eish. And the Chiddush is that it's not called my Koach. Even though it flew out of my hands, since I didn't throw it out of my hands, but it was thrown out of my hands based on tripping, we don't see it as my koach. We see it as the koach on the ground. So what is it? It's my kad that damages. That's called ish. When my kad damages. Or that's called ish. So it's called ish. And ish, your potter, b'shmir b'chus, as long as you have minimal shmirah. The Nebuchadnezzar Yosef was not comfortable with this chiddush. He says, really? You're going to say that's not Adam HaMazik when I throw the cat on something? What do you mean? If I throw the cat on something, that is Adam HaMazik. So says the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, he says a chiddush in Okimta instead. Not a case of Adam HaMazik at all, but rather Bor. He doesn't like this. Right? Nebuchadnezzar Yosef rejects this. He says, that's ridiculous. If I tripped and said my cat flying, that Adam HaMazik is Mudriola. What's the case of the Gemara? It's Bor. And here he has to say a big Chiddush in Okimta. The Gemara says it's while I was falling. He says it doesn't mean while I was falling, my cat flew into you. It means while I was falling, my cat landed, and you tripped over it before I had time to clean it up. And that means B'shas Nevila means before I had time to clean it up, you tripped on it. That's a Chiddush in Okimta. I thought B'shas Nevila means as it's going. Says, no. It means it lands and then you trip on it before I can get a mop. Right? You trip on the water or before I can get a broom. It's Chiddush in Okimta. Right? What's his Chiddush Okimta? Chiddush. Here's a Chiddush B'Svara. Chiddush B'Okimta. It landed and then you tripped on it. It's not what it sounds like for the Gemara of Shas Nefila. But that's his Chiddush in Okimta. Okay, now we've answered everything. Fascinatingly, I haven't really seen in the Rishonim answering the case of the Hiniatham. Have you seen the Rishonim answering that? Obviously, you can give us 5 pages of achrona.
That's right. Find it.
I'm sure the Ravid Hazan has lots to say about it. The Ravid Hazan probably has lots to say on it. Who knows? Maybe the Tzavnos Paneach also. Maybe the Big Deshesh. Anyway, Lemaisa, we'll have to stop here. We didn't discuss the Rambam sheet either. So for just to finish up this inyan that we'll come back to next time, how do we answer Rabbi Kama Tofi Beis and Beis? That doesn't seem to have any good answer for the Ramban. You can't say they were, you can't say they were Osek Latovas Hanizak because they weren't trying to help him. They were borrowing. He was trying to help them. You certainly can't say it was the owner's fault. It's not the owner's fault their father died and didn't tell them what happened. And you certainly can't say it's not on the Malazic. They shefted it to Yodayim. Okay, so think a little about what the answer is there. I don't have any big tradition yet. Maybe it will by then. And also, look in the Rambam, see if you can figure out which of these were shown on the Rambam holds like, and make sense of the Rambams. And we'll pick up with that in Mir Tzah Hashem next time. Yes.
If you throw somebody.
Okay, and did you get the first word? Or you'll get it from the guy who took it?
Yeah, I forgot the
If you throw somebody at a.